So as we celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the beginning, the birthday of our church, we also wear the color red and as a symbol of the Holy Spirit and also fire. We have fire. You see that? Fire. 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 Back there. Have you ever been on fire? A couple years ago, not at this parish, but another parish, while I was reading the gospel, there was an altar server with long hair, girl, and she was very close to the candle. She caught on fire. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is something internal, but you can tell. You can tell when someone is on fire. They kind of have that look. Like their eyes are focused, they're determined, their hearts are burning. There's a sense of passion for something. It would be like kids that play video games. Like they're on fire. Like whatever you say, it just doesn't matter. They're just like they're on fire. You see that determination. I got to get to that next level. You know? It would be like LeBron James, the basketball team, Miami Heat. He's in the NBA Finals. He is a man on fire. When it comes down to the fourth quarter, give him the ball. He will take care of business because he is on fire. He's determined to win. Or it's like the players preparing for this big thing in Brazil, World Cup, right? All these soccer players, they are determined. They are people on a mission. They wake up at like 4 a.m., to practice and practice and eat and practice, and that's all they do. Just dial to win. Or as you celebrate, June is usually graduation season, right? Kids graduate. You know, now we have like pre-kindergarten graduation now. Did you know that? We have graduations for everything. They graduate from pre-K, graduate from K, graduate from eighth grade, graduate from high school, college, all kinds of graduation. Graduation season. And a couple days ago, we had the graduation for St. Lucie School, 34 eighth graders, and they're all seated right here. And I could tell, looking at them, they're like, oh, I just can't wait to get out of here. So eager to get out. But at the same time, I could see in their faces, there's a sense of zeal. They are on fire to go to high school, to become adults very soon and make a difference in the world. That kind of fire. You know what I'm talking about? That kind of fire. People, do you know people who are like that? Kind of on fire like that? Now, what about people that are on fire for the Lord? Who are on fire with their faith? In the first reading, when the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, Christ's disciples were together. And then there appeared to them, what? There appeared to them tongues of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them, right? And in the gospel, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven and whose sins you retain are retained." See? Pre-Pentecost, before Pentecost, the apostles, they were scared. They were scared. They locked themselves and they were up in the upper room. They didn't know what to do with their lives. They're like, "I don't know, man. The guy that we've been following, he's dead. What do we do? I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I don't know what to do. We're scared." And then Pentecost comes. They receive the Holy Spirit, tongues of fire, wind. And then what happens? The beginning of the church. That's what happens. Because these apostles, they caught fire. They caught fire with the Holy Spirit. They were on fire with the Lord. They went around village to village, town to town, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. And many of them ending up, what? Dying, sacrificing their lives as martyrs for Jesus. That's what happened. It's a complete 180 degree turn from, "Ooh, scared, I don't know," into, "I'm willing to give myself up, give my life for Jesus." That kind of fire. Are you on fire? Silence. Silence is golden, but that's at the movie theaters. Are you on fire? You're either on fire or you're not on fire, right? You're either on fire or you're not on fire. You're warm or you're cold. But believe it or not, this same Holy Spirit, this same fire that the apostles received, you too also received it. When? Baptism. And it was confirmed, the sacrament of confirmation. The Gospel of Matthew says, Jesus will baptize, John the Baptist in the Gospel of Matthew says, Jesus will baptize us with Holy Spirit and fire. Believe it or not, you already have it within you. The fire is there. But maybe it's hidden. Maybe it's been extinguished. Maybe it's on like, simmer down a little bit. You know? And in the Easter season, the beautiful gospel reading of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, as they're traveling, they describe their hearts as what? Burning. On fire. Burning within us. Right? And I know. And I know for a fact that there are some of us here at this parish who are on fire. On fire with the Lord. And I want to share with you just a couple examples. For example, I did a baptismal interview with a mom and the dad and the five-year-old son, right? And basically what happened was the five-year-old son, who goes to St. Lucie School, so proud of him, okay? He says, mommy, daddy, I want Jesus to be my friend. A five-year-old. I want Jesus to be my friend. I want to be part of Jesus' family. Can you take me to be baptized? Five-year-old. Right? He's not even baptized. He's on fire. Right? A student who just received confirmation, right? Just like he's got the twitches. Like he's like, I'm like, what's wrong with you? He says, oh, I just can't wait. I just can't wait. Can't wait for what? I just can't wait to come up here on the ambo and to be a lector, to proclaim the word of God. I just can't wait. He's on fire. Right. Or Eucharistic ministers, especially Eucharistic ministers to the sick, right? They just can't wait till Mass is over. Because as soon as Mass is over, they're jetting away to give communion to the sick, to the homebound. They're on fire. Or even in the midst of problems, even in the midst of sadness, even in the midst of tragedy, you can still be on fire. This week, we have several parishioners, longtime parishioners that passed away. And it's amazing when I talk with the family members. Even though her husband died, even though their dad died, they're still on fire. They're still on fire because they have faith. And they have hope in eternal life. They're able to accept death with grace and with hope and with love. Even in the midst of tragedy. You know, it's sad, it's terrible, but it's a terrible beauty. It's a terrible beauty because they're able to accept it with love. And they are on fire, even in the midst of sadness. And now I'd like to invite Eva. Where are you, Eva? Price is Right. Come on up, okay? Eva, she just went through the RCIA, Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. And she's going to share with us her journey, her faith, and how she's on fire with the Lord. Okay? Come on up. Can we give her a round of applause? How about that?
So, good evening. My name is Ava. This past year, I went through the RCI process to become a member of the Catholic community. A little bit about myself. I am a student at San Jose State University, and I will graduate this December with a bachelor's degree in math. I work two jobs. I'm a math tutor at a community college, and I'm also a work clerk at a hospital. Ultimately, I'm looking into going to school to become a physician's assistant. And additionally, I'm getting married this October. Very excited.
Getting married to who?
Oh, Mark.
Mark, there he is.
So to make a long story short, I've had ups and downs all my life, just like everyone else. When I was in adolescent, I had a very rough patch of my life. I was unhappy and pretty much convinced the world was a better place without me. Thankfully, I knew that the act of ending your own life was a selfish action, so I never did that. Instead, I kept busy by working and volunteering in addition to school to keep my mind occupied. Unfortunately, 3 years ago, it kind of all came to a head when I attended a New Year's Eve party. I had a really bad experience during this party, and the effects of the experience led me to consume alcohol in excess and to become a workaholic. I felt the need to find temporary relief and an occupied mind so I wouldn't dwell on my current state of life. I was very unhappy and felt quite empty. It was a big struggle for me. You know, I was missing something. So about 8 months after the party, I met Mark, who's my fiancé. Mark has made a very good impression in my life. For one, I was able to get myself out of the knot I was wrapping myself into. He made me feel like living again. And a few months after meeting Mark, he introduced me to Mass. I was very reluctant at first because faith wasn't a favorable topic in my family. He didn't push me and would suggest going to Mass from time to time, and one day I finally agreed. I was very nervous about coming to Mass. I don't know what to say, where to stand, to sit, to kneel. People reciting the Creed and Our Father, I didn't know the words, much less what anything meant. I have to say, though, even though I didn't know a thing, I loved Mass after I experienced it. The music, the routines, the sense of peace, it all fell right with me. So then Mark brought me to St. Lucie's a few months later, and the minute I set foot in here, I felt right at home. I felt right at home. Everyone was so friendly, and I really liked it. So after some deep thought and consideration, I decided that I wanted to become Catholic. And this past year, I went through the RCIA process. I was baptized, confirmed, and I received my first Holy Communion during the Easter Vigil. And the sense of peace I feel now is amazing. I don't feel empty anymore. So becoming Catholic has been one of the best decisions I've ever made. I've learned so much about myself, and I've learned to embrace the person I am. I'm eager to become involved in my faith. I find I still have new experiences. I'll be quite honest. As much as the homily speak to me, me and Scripture have never really meshed until a few weeks ago. And it finally did. It was quite the lesson for me. So I can't wait to see what's next, to see what God has in store for me. So I'm really grateful to Mark for bringing me to God. So a month ago or so, maybe a couple months ago, Father Steve asked us this question for homework. He asked us to look deep in ourselves and ask ourselves whether we are truly happy. I gave it serious thought and searched within me. I came to the conclusion that yes, for once in my life, I am truly happy. God has made such a positive impact in my life. I was lost without him, and now I'm found. And I encourage everyone to allow God to work in your life. It took many years and many lessons, but I finally allowed him to work in mine. As long as we place God first, everything else flows from him. We must have faith. Thank you.
Thank you, Eva. Does she look like somebody that's on fire? Yeah? Yeah, I mean, she's usually very shy, but she's up there, and that must be the Holy Spirit working. Very nice. Thank you, Eva. And I hope you were inspired by her story, her transformation, right? And how she is on fire for the faith. And that's kind of what we're shooting for. And that's kind of what I hope that we shoot for this week. For your homework this week. Ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Ask and pray to be on fire with our faith. To have that look, to have that determination, to have that zeal, that passion, like somebody that is on fire for the Lord. This week, ask for Pentecost. Ask to breathe. Ask to receive the Holy Spirit as you go through your challenges this week, problems or difficulties, all under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of a love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Amen.